In Pakistan, a New Year's Day tweet by the US president has sparked street protests, stirred old diplomatic tensions, and prompted an urgent meeting with the American ambassador. Donald Trump is accusing Pakistan of providing a safe haven to terrorists and has suggested American aid to the country should end. And Pakistan's longtime rivals, India and Afghanistan, say he has a point. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
On the streets of Karachi, the verdict on the president's first tweet of the year has been angry and swift, touting placards bearing the slogans Dump Trump and Trump Makes America Hate Again. Hundreds of protesters supporting the Islamic Defense of Pakistan Council burn a US flag. The protest leader is Muzammil Iqbal. This statement by Trump, he says, is an insult to Pakistan's role and its cooperation with America. This has always been the attitude of America, that it leaves its friends after its task is accomplished. The tweet that sparked the anger was sent on Monday while the president was at his golf resort at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. In it, he accused successive Pakistani governments of lies and deceit, claiming the US had been fooled into giving the country $33 billion in aid money while Pakistan provided a haven for terrorists. It's a claim being angrily rejected by Pakistani leaders, including cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan.
Trump has no understanding of the war in Afghanistan and the destruction it has caused in Pakistan. It seems like he has no background knowledge about it at all. And it appears that he has been briefed by people who are enemies of Pakistan. Pakistan has given sacrifices in the American war. It suffered losses in the process. Our tribal areas have been devastated. And on top of all this, we are being humiliated.
Yesterday, Pakistan summoned the US ambassador David Hale to Islamabad to explain the president's tweet, while this morning, Australian time, Pakistan's foreign minister has posted his own message on Twitter, suggesting it's Donald Trump who's been lying and deceitful. Pakistan's rivals seem to agree with the president. Afghan and Indian officials have seized on the claims, with an ally of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi saying Donald Trump has vindicated India's stand. It looks like a realignment that former Pakistani ambassador to the US Hussain Haqqani says has been years in the making.
Pakistan's interests, as they are defined by its military and intelligence services, just do not converge with American interests. This relationship was headed for a divorce for a long time. What we are seeing is one last angry retort from Pakistan that you really never were very nice to us, were you?
But within the Pakistani military, some say the Twitter fight will only destabilize the subcontinent. Talat Masood is a retired three-star general in the Pakistani army.
The people of Pakistan, the governments of Pakistan have been really seriously affected and its consequences are felt every day by Pakistanis. On the contrary, instead of trying to support Pakistan and be sympathetic for what Pakistan has gone through, President Trump makes it a point to belittle our efforts and to keep on threatening us as though we are some sort of villains and culprits.
Retired Pakistani Army General Talat Masood, ending that report by Stephen Smiley.